There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, that's right. Two teams go to the middle of the field. You guys suck.
All right, 5 o'clock. And here's my question. You're driving home on this gorgeous fall afternoon. People, the Lions are on Sunday night. It's a premium matchup. Here's my question. Do you even consider your opponent anymore when you are looking at the Lions and the upcoming game? Do you even factor in who you're playing? Does it even matter? And I'm not being flippant, but this team makes it so that it doesn't matter. Oh, we're at Minnesota, blobbity, blobbity, blah, dead. At Green Bay, bad weather. Green Bay, probably a spot you're going to lose, dead. You're at Houston. Are the Lions at a point now? Rico, you could speak to it a little bit as a Niner fan. Your team has had some great seasons. The Patriots used to be this way. I think the Chiefs are this way. I do.
Yeah.
I think the Chiefs get up for like one game a year, and it's if they play the Bills. Everything else is a business trip, and they just do their damn job.
You know why that's true for the Chiefs? Because most people don't realize they're still undefeated. Because they struggle through games, but they're almost sleepwalking. Like, okay.
But like as a fan, I approach things different. And I have said this before. I think part of whether it's this job, if you're on television, you write for a newspaper, you do radio, skepticism has to be baked in. Otherwise, I don't think you can be very good at your job. I think otherwise you're just a propagandist or a content manager. You have to be skeptical. That's part of what fans don't usually do. And no, I'm not saying that's a service you provide. It's just this idea of, hey, try to at least bring reality. But sometimes teams violate that. Mm-hmm. Like an example for me, take it when it comes to basketball. I don't care who the Celtics are playing. It doesn't matter. It means nothing. If they're on their game, they will win. Period. Amen. Hallelujah. That's it. So it's the same deal with the Lions. If they're on their game, I've arrived at a point now after last week against Green Bay. I no longer care. Mm-hmm. Football, the breakdown, the handicap, the historical trends, the way the league works. The Lions just go double birds to all of it. It doesn't matter. If they play well, they win. Is that where we've arrived at?
No, I think we have, because that was me just talking to myself after the Packer game. I was like, everything about this game said that they were supposed to lose.
Correct.
And not only did they win, they jumped out and they kind of said, Green Bay, you know what? You're at home. Score a couple touchdowns.
Here's some pity. Get right to double figures.
When their crowd is leaving and you're like talking to Dan Miller, he's like, yeah, for years, no matter that, you know, they would be up by 40 points and their crowd stayed the entire game.
Great job by me. Take your hillbilly asses home. Lomas?
And yeah, now I was like, you know what? I don't think I can pick against this team.
No,
It has reached that point. It doesn't matter. It's almost like, yeah, that team, when it's the Niners back when they were really good and it didn't matter, or the Patriots, or like you look at Alabama, like Kenny a few years ago with Georgia football. Who are you playing?
Doesn't matter.
We're going to win by 21 anyway.
248-539-9797. And look, I'm not asking you to feel one way or the other. I'm asking how you feel. I'm asking if you've arrived at this point that you've never been at before as a Lions fan. You're on Sunday Night Football at a playoff team, and it doesn't even matter anymore. I don't even have to put any effort and handicap in the game. Why? Because none of the rules apply to you. If you play your game, you win.
And it goes to what you – it's funny because listening to you, and I do listen to you when it comes to gambling. I really do because, you know, I like to give you a hard time.
It's just numbers, right? It's fun. It's data.
But everything about this, okay, if the Lions are so good, why are they only favored by 3.5 points? And this Houston team is struggling. They're missing some players. Mm-hmm. It looks like a trap until they play the game. And the Lions will go out there and win by 17
right.
points.
I've bet against them twice this year. I took Minnesota and I took Green Bay.
Me too.
Both games I was sitting there going, why did I just not go team A better than team B, F you? That's what it comes down to.
Mm-hmm.
I think they're the best coach team in the league. All three phases work together and none of the rules apply.
Even when they do and make mistakes and do dumb things, it doesn't matter.
Right.
Okay, we went for it on fourth down on our own territory early in the game. We still won.
Right.
Okay, we fumbled the ball.
Who cares?
They still won.
We'll figure it out. But look, it's the mark of a great team. So I just want to know if you've arrived at that point as Lions fans. Kenny, go ahead, buddy.
Yeah, as the Lions fan on the show, I think I can clear this up by saying one thing. Two things can be true. Exactly. Both things can be true, Mike. You can be in a situation where you go in every week and say, we can beat this team because that's where we're at right now. But this is the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
Anything can happen.
See, I don't think you can use that phrase anymore. Because, Kenny, there is a time when your team is so good, doesn't matter. You're going to win. You're going to be the best team on the field. You'll find a way to get it done. And people are going to hate you for it.
I mean, I'll give you an example, right? Between Rico and I and even David, right? Super Bowls, we've seen what greatness is in a way Lion fan hasn't. And that's why I think we collectively would like that for our audience, because you deserve it. But understand, I never arrived at a point with my team in any Super Bowl season where it was like this. Yes, the Giants have won Super Bowls. We lost games along the way. We played close games. We got blown out. I mean, the Giants in 07 were a 500 team.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know, look, 08, I was at a point before Plax decided, gun, sweatpants, bar. The Giants were getting to a point in 08 where I went, wow, we're going back to back. This team's going to do this. And then Plax shot himself.
Right.
I digress. That was the one time in my life where I went, we're killing people.
See,
but overall, like Rico, you know it. NFL.
But Mike, here's the thing. Even back in the 90s when it was always the NFC title game, it was going to be San Francisco and Dallas. And that's who's going to the Super Bowl. The season didn't matter. It was just you wanted to get the home game and make the Cowboys come to you.
Yeah, it felt like Alabama or Georgia.
Yeah, it was like the season didn't matter. It was all about that game, but it was still one team. I don't see that team for the Lions where you're like, you know what? I know all of this stuff is great, but we're circling this game. There's no circle game for the Lions. Every game is just, yeah, we're better than you. Great game for us. You guys suck.
Right. There's just a focus with this team and like, oh, they're on the road again. Who cares? Oh, well, this team's matchup. The matchups don't matter.
Oh, it's raining.
Doesn't matter.
Oh, Aaron Glenn needs to get his glasses cleaned off.
Doesn't matter. He's calling defenses. The page looks like hieroglyphics because of the raindrops. Doesn't matter.
He's out there like, well, yeah, do they have 15 people on the field? Doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter.
See, it's funny you say that because the Texans announced that the stadium's going to be open. And I would imagine they're thinking, this is going to hurt the Lions. They play in an actual dome. They don't usually play out, but it doesn't matter. Nothing matters against the Lions.
Well, yeah.
And I joked with Kenny before the show. I was having fun with him. You know, I'm always upset about the Lions, and I always mess with them. But I think it's true. When you look at their schedule, you're right, Rico. I don't really see anything that scares me. I think right now the only thing that could beat the Lions are the Lions.
That's right.
They start making mistakes, okay, then you lose. But as long as they keep everything in front of them, they beat the Titans, and I know the Titans aren't great. They didn't do anything offensively, and they scored 52 points.
Beating the Titans was the equivalent of the group project, and all you had to do was sign your name, and you got the A. You knew you didn't do nothing, but didn't matter. We got the A. The only game to me is maybe at Chicago because it could be just like, you know, zero and the wind blowing around. That's it. And if that's your second loss of the season, it doesn't matter.
I mean, I'm normally the guy who would just be like, look, they'll go 13-4 or 12-5, win the division, be the one seed, and that's fine. I'm at a point now, if you told me to end up 16-1, what am I going to tell you? Because it's a combination of them being a dominant force, great coaching, great players, and also every break goes their way. So that is a really hard combo to fight, and I'm not fighting it. I picked them to win the Super Bowl in August now. So I'm not bleeping all over them here. They're fantastic.
And the catching every break thing, that's real. And that's not to take away. Look, you can't apologize for who you play on the field. You just got to go out there and win. But, man, it's just like, oh, you're missing this. You're missing six starters. You're missing both tackles. The other team is missing so many different pieces. Your quarterback's on one leg.
And then they go out and kill them. And that's the mark of a great team.
Yeah. We're not going to make this close.
I mean, like, even
don't take it personal.
I was talking earlier this morning. I'm like, I watched Thursday Night Football last night, and as great as the Ravens' offense can be, I'm going, Goff will throw for 400 yards against these idiots. They can't cover a soul. Joe Burrow's thrown for 400 yards, and he has no time to throw. Jared Goff will have all day. So, I mean, it just gets to a point. I've said this to you. I would love to see the Chiefs. I think this Lions team would hit the Chiefs with a garbage can.
And it's funny because I think the Ravens are built. That's the one team I don't think Detroit wants to play, is the Ravens.
I think the Ravens present a better total package than the Chiefs because there is explosiveness to the offense and verticality, and they have playmakers in more spots. Look, the bottom line is the Ravens have the worst pass defense in the league, and you're going to go against Ben Johnson? Ben Johnson, it'll last more than 6 hours if he sees the Ravens with 2 weeks to plan. They're going to have to take him to the ER. He'll have no blood in his legs.
And Hamilton is out for a while.
Yeah.
But once again, you know what? That means they're going to be playing the Ravens in the Super Bowl.
That's right.
No Kyle Hamilton.
And again, the Lions have had some injuries of their own, but it's like once you get a month past when a player dies, that's done. I'm talking in real time, week of game. Look at the injury report now. Will Anderson's not going to play in the week that you don't have Taylor Decker. Perfect offset.
Oh, Riga Chipotle, because when Hutchinson went down, I'm like, are they going to lose a game or two, Riga? He's like, no, they're not. I was like, okay. And, yeah, he wins because they haven't. They haven't missed a beat.
We'll get to your phone calls coming up in a minute, 248-539-9797. Here's Rico.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.